tiptoeing around the subject here. Let's talk to Janie Downshire in Massam, North Yorkshire, because you run a business called Teenagers Translated, Janie.
I do.
This is so interesting, isn't it, that the idea that, this all this massive amount of pornography has got a serious downside for some of these young men.
Yes, it has. It's having a very negative consequence on, I think, boys who have started to look at pornography before they are, you know, they are sexually active themselves. Because it's at this stage that the brain is very vulnerable. Mm. It's going through sort of neuroplasticity and it's adapting and moulding to what it's exposed to. And the brain, effectively, the sexual templates come online during this time. And the brain is effectively getting trained to voyeurism. So it's not getting trained through the normal slow build arousal, because the brain links to the mind, links to the body. So the slow build arousal through the sensory process of sight and touch and smell, that's not how the brain is being trained. It's been trained to watch. So then young men go to bed with somebody aged 18 or 19, and, you know, they wonder why they've got a problem. And, of course, that has a very negative impact on the girls, who are also wondering why it's not working.
Gosh.
And you have just elucidated beautifully exactly
thing.
What Jeremy and I have been talking about.
The whole thing. But how do you, Janie, do you work to wean them off porn, or is that just impossible?
No, it's not impossible, actually. When we are able to go into schools, and we do go into a handful of schools, where we talk to teenagers, but we have to talk to them on a number of different occasions to build their confidence in what we're saying. But we teach them. We teach them to understand their brain, become aware of the actual facts, for them to start to understand how this process starts to manifest itself in themselves, and give them the choice. We say the consequence of this will be this, but we're not saying to you not to masturbate. We're not saying to you not to look at, you know, pornographic pictures or a nice film or something like that. It's the actual moving image of pornography. It's the online pornography that is literally, yes, affecting their libido, causing arousal in the wrong way.
Thank you, Janie, so much. Sarah?
Fascinating stuff.
Really?
And really complicated area. I mean, I have to say, young men have, of course, masturbated since time immemorial, even despite the fact that many of them, of course, back in the day, were told by our priests that it would make them blind and it would do all sorts of other things. Of course, we now know that is absolutely not the case, and young men are completely full of hormones. But I do think it's a really important issue that we've raised today, because I think young men, particularly, are missing out enormously. Actually, there is something really special